Good morning on this, we have a little cool weather outside this morning.
Nice.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Feels nice. All right, babies. The royal family is reporting that the Duchess of Cambridge, that's Kate, by our standards, is pregnant again. She has morning sickness and is expecting.
Well, good for them.
Her first child is George of Cambridge, well, Prince George of Cambridge, and he's been out a little while, so Mama is pregnant again.
Okay.
Kelly Clarkson brought her new royal baby, River Rose, to the Garth Brooks show the other night. Mama sang and the baby wore some I don't think they were diamonds. They're probably those fake things, but it looked cool. Baby was wearing headphones.
Oh, good.
Lady Gaga was in the audience for Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
With her boyfriend Taylor Kinney. She was seen singing I've Got Friends in Low Places.
Wow.
I bet she
now
does.
Garth, when he was doing this originally, he was in his 30s, and he ran around that stage like a madman. If anybody ever saw any video, I mean, he would run as fast as he could from the left to the right and the back to the front and all that. And he'd do a jump in the air every once in a while. Wow. Well, he did one of those stage jumps this weekend, and it didn't work too well.
Oh, no.
He hit the ground, and he rolled like a big old bowling ball all the way down the stage and then off into the pit.
No!
TMZ's got the footage. It is quite something to see. I'm sure he's a little bruised from it, but, you know, he bounced back. Took him a while to get back, but he got back.
Oh, my Lord.
One thing Garth did while he was gone is he got his MBA, his Master's in Business Administration, 2011 from Oklahoma State University.
Good for him.
He also did a lot of charity work over the weekend, like he had any time. I don't even know how many shows they did, 5 or 6 or 7 or something. But Teammates for Kids, they brought in a number of children from the Boys Club, Salvation Army, Oasis Trailer Park, and they did basketball drills with the head coach of the University of Kansas and a bunch of other players
things.
So that was really nice. Jason Aldean, he is dad, is not happy, and actually got on Facebook and vented out, said that the CMAs are a joke and a farce. I'm sure that that was taken off after a while. Jason has, of course, not said anything about his snub from the CMA last week. This story just came in a moment ago. The founder of Chick-fil-A, one of the great American success stories, Truett Cathay, has died.
Yeah.
He was 93 years old, died this morning at 1:35 a.m. The Chick-fil-A's are to our part of the world like McDonald's were to Southern California when those were created.
Right.
Love that Chick-fil-A. You know, they don't open on Sunday because Mr. Cathay's religious viewpoint, 1,800 restaurants and counting.
Yeah.
I've been to his farm. He has a train on it.
Wow.
Really?
That kids can ride.
Cool.
And he had a 4th of July celebration out there a couple of years ago that I went to, and it was really fun. He got to see a lot of success, and his children now are running those restaurants, and they're usually one of the best run places that you ever find.
Right.
I love that lemonade and Ice Dream.
Ice Dream. Oh, their shakes.
Mm. I never had a shake. Are they good too?
Fantastic.
They have a peach shake that people love.
Lady Antebellum's number one with Bartender. Ellen comes back with Blake this afternoon and others on her big premiere show. And the new one, Meredith Vieira, starts on NBC in the early afternoon.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
All right. The big news around here is the legendary Mississippi State broadcaster Jack Crystal passed away yesterday.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Sad news there.
Did he work recently?
Yeah, up until 2011.
My whole life.
Yeah, from 1953, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
from the 50s all the way until just a couple of years ago.
Well, those guys can't be replaced. I mean, the other guys do a great job, but those are voices of, man, I can remember so many of them, too. Gary Sanders for Auburn was great, and, man, there were so many great ones for Alabama, too. Anyway, I know he will be definitely missed, but he'll always be in the heads of the Mississippi fan.
They still play at the end of a win, and you can wrap it in maroon and white.
There you go.
From him. Every game.
Unforgettable.
That's right. All right, Jimmy, have a great week.
Thank you.